Happy Sound Trip。
It's 2:34, tayo ay nagbabalik dito sa DZUP Soundtrip. Kasama niyo pa rin ako, si DJ Mark. And our special guests for today, a band na sumikat na for a while. I think 2011 sila nag-start. And we were getting to know them. We're going to get to know them and their music and their preferences siguro on yung mga tugtog or mga songs na hindi masyadong sikat pero gusto nating pasikatin. So, welcome to DZUP, Never the Strangers.
Hello. Hey, thank you for having us here, man.
So, kasama natin si Ace, the vocalist.
Hey.
Si Bert on guitars. Hello. And si Nash on percussion. Tama ba, percussion? Is that what you prefer to be called?
We prefer to call him percussion.
Okay.
Percussion.
Nash, also known as percussion.
Yes.
Okay. Yan, isang ano fun fact yun para sa inyo lahat. Sige, pag nakita niyo siya. Oy, percussion. We know na nakikinig kayo sa DZUP. It's our little inside joke. Diba? So yan, so very first siguro, the very cliche na tanong, no? Why Never the Strangers? Siguro si Ace yung makakasagot nito.
Yeah, so when we were brainstorming a new name for, well, we used to be Leoncast. Mm-hmm. Eh, kasi na medyo na, we developed enough to create a new identity by college. So medyo nag-mature na. So it was no longer that high school band that I established way back. So ayun, when we were thinking of names, the words just came to me. And then, so ayun, tinext ko yung bandmates ko, then Never the Strangers. And then I wasn't the one who thought of the story or siguro the meaning behind it. Pero what it means is, When talking about our music, walang strangers sa music namin. Like, we kind of want to create that feeling of maybe familiarity, that feeling of home when people hear our name and our music. Okay. So that's pretty much it. Yeah.
So yung pinaka source siguro nun, saan siya pinaka nanggaling? Is it like, nasa shower ka, biglang eureka moment, we never the strangers?
I was at lunch. I was having chicken tenders.
Wow,
and then the idea hit me.
Sa katipunan ba yan?
Sa katipunan, yes. So, ayun, tinext ko yung bandmates ko. And then, ayun, mukhang nag-approve naman ng aking mga bandmates.
Alright, so Never the Strangers. There you go. So, if I'm not mistaken, ikaw na lang yung natira dun sa original na lineup.
Yeah.
Siya na lang.
From the original lineup.
Yes.
Although, Nash and Bert, I have known them ever since, well, Nash High School.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, he's been my classmate ever since high school.
Actually,
and he's my classmate in life now.
Dati mas matangkad pa ako sa kanya.
Hindi totoo yun. And then si Bert nakilala ko nung college. So, Actually, we kind of had an encounter in high school.
Actually, lahat sila na-meet ko na nung high school.
Yeah,
pero special events siya lahat eh.
Yeah.
Si Ace, na-meet ko siya sa isang Battle of the Bands.
Boom.
Basta isang Christmas yun nung inter-school Battle of the Bands. Tapos, nagigitar pa si Ace nun eh.
Yeah.
Tapos si Nash naman, isa sa yung banda nung high school. Paano ba yun?
Grad Ball.
Tapos nag-play sila ng ano ba yun?
Dicta license.
Ayun. Sa Grad Ball. Sa Grad Ball. Tapos lahat kami parang, oh wow. Tapos yung isa kabanda niya parang in-explain, kasi ganito. Yung next band yung mag-tone down nung ano. Yun na. So yun yung parang intro ko sa kanila nung high school. Yun.
So from one college lang ba kayo? One university?
Yeah.
So, dun kayo siguro yung pinaka nagbabond sa inyong tatlo?
Yeah, we were part of the music organization in that school.
Kapitbahay lang.
No, pwede nyo naman bangitin kung
so we were part of AMP, yung Ateneo Musicians Pool. So, yun, dun ko talaga siya nakilala, si Nash. Talagang ko nakilala yun.
Dun na talaga.
Pero yeah, that's when we kind of got together. So, dun na strengthen yung bond namin and passion for music. You know, it kind of helped in terms of the network. Like, who are top of mind that I could get to join the band? So these two.
Yeah. Okay. So sino yung mas matanda na sa Never the Strangers? Mas matagal na, rather?
About between the two of them?
Nauna ako, noong 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos si Bert 2016.
Yeah. Okay. So how did you guys decide na kasali na kayo? Was it all the call of Ace? Or paano ba siya
nangyari? Tinext ako nung manager nila dati, si Soki. Tinext niya ako, yung gusto mo mag-NTS.
Tapos medyo sikat na sila noon.
Oh, sikat na sila noon. Tapos nasa office ako noon eh. Tapos basta office hours. Tapos sabi ko, sige.
Just like that.
Ayun.
Walang audition, walang anything.
Nag-jam kami. Pero kasi dati na rin ako tumutugtog for them okay. Pag wala yung drummer nila. So medyo so, alam ko na rin.
Okay. So ikaw naman, Bert?
Well, same din. Sessionist din. Pero yung sa akin, si Nash yung nag-text sa akin una.
So connect-connect.
So, kasi parang ano, Bert, ano, sa text verbatim, Bert, ba gusto mong mag-guitar? Oh, mag-guitar, ganyan. Tapos para ako, kasi coming from corporate, ano pa ako nun eh, sa office din. So, inisip ko talaga eh. Ayan. Tapos, eventually, nung talagang napag-desisyonan ko na ito yung gagawin ko. Ayan, yan na.
Anong taon ka na?
Oh, tapos ano, basta ano eh, sobrang ano, hindi siya formal, casual texting lang. Oh, sige, okay. So,
walang ano, contract signing, ganyan.
It usually starts like that. Tapos yun na.
Ayun, so mga around what year din? 2014 din?
2016.
Ah, 2016 yun, na.
Mas ako yung parang pinaka-baby ata din. Okay. So, tapos yun, you know, learn the dynamic of the guys here. Tapos better, ano, parang mas inalam ko pa kung paano magiging mas okay or better at playing with them. Sorry. So yun. So yun.
Ayun, okay. So for a little backgrounder pa siguro sa mga listener natin, no? Kung if you don't mind, ano yung mga courses nyo nung college kayo?
Ah, Bert, ako na muna ako. Okay. Yung course ko nung college is AB Psych. Yan. Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. Yan.
Okay.
Yun, tapos yun.
Comtech ako.
Ako Management Engineering.
I was thinking, baka at least isa sa inyo sa music, pero wala meron bang music sa ano? Sa Ateneo.
Well, as a minor as course.
Elective lang.
Elective.
Pero wala talaga yung course.
Focus sa music.
Nung time namin.
He did take that course. Diba?
Ano yun eh? Music writing yun eh. Music writing. Manonood kami ng mga classical or makikinig kami mga orchestra stuff. Tapos, we'd write about it. Hirap na hirap ako kasi wala akong masyadong alam nun sa mga ganung music eh. Pero, enjoy naman.
But anyway, here you are. A musician.
Yun na nga.
So speaking of music, let's go to your first song na for today. No, what's your first song about?
Ano ba? Without giving too much away.
Yeah.
Medyo joke lang. It's about a relationship that had ended, but then the persona singing about it is looking back. Not fully wanting the person to come back into his or her life, pero. Mm-hmm. It's basically just a reflection. So there's a part where he or she says, "I miss you," pero I understand why it ended, and wala ganun eh. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Buhay.
Cue deep sigh.
Hi.
Let's listen to this. Never the Strangers.
Even if we're apart, I'm keeping you in my thoughts and hoping you've done the same.
Strangers with Meant to Be, tama ba? Ayun, I got it. So, alright. So, sa ating pagbabalik, let's get to know more about Never the Strangers and delve more into sa personal life nila. Yan. Sa pagbabalik yan, ang DZUP Sound Trip. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 16.2. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 16.2.
Po. Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Sa patuloy na pagbabago ng ating lipunan, nararapat lamang na patuloy na maging critical ang kabataan sa tulong ng media. Kaya naman, hatid ng UP Radio Circle ang Elevate 7, Media in the Eye of Changing Political Landscapes, isang student journalism workshop para sa mga high school na mag-aaral. Ito ay gaganapin sa October 20 sa UP Integrated School, UP Diliman, Quezon City. Para sa ibang detalye, sundan ang update sa facebook.com/elevatestudentjournalism. Huwag palampasin ang Elevate 7. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Radio Circle sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Abay Juan, itikil mo na nga yung paninigarilyo mo.
Minsan-minsan lang naman to.
Isipin mo naman kami ng anak mo.
Papa, game ko na sa Sabado. Makapunta ka naman, di ba?
Oo naman, anak.
Ayon sa Civil Service Commission, 240 Pilipino ang namamatay araw-araw dulot ng paninigarilyo. Walang kasiguraduhan kung kailan ka nito maapektuhan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZUP Sound Trip.
Okay, tayo nagbabalik dito sa DZUP Sound Trip. Kasama pa rin ako si DJ Mark at ang Never the Strangers.
Hey. Yay. Hi everyone.
Hello, hello. Mga nakikinig, hello.
As I promised kanina, let's delve into their personal lives. but not the personal life that you were talking about. You're thinking, rather. Siguro kasi dahil mas majority siguro ng mga fans, nakikita lang kayo pag nasa gigs kayo. So when you're not in gigs, what do you usually do? Is it full-time musicians kayo or do you have other jobs? Mm-hmm. So who wants to go first?
Kasi ako na muna. Okay, so medyo may pagka-full-time na yung pagiging musician ko ngayon. Mm-hmm. Pero nung earlier times ko sa kanila, nagtuturo ako ng guitar on the side.
Mm-hmm. Di ba tuturo ka pa rin yan?
Medyo mas maraming dati. Pero ngayon, mas kaunti. Medyo mga kaunti na lang kasi dumadami na rin yung mga shows na. Mm-hmm. So, yun. Mm-hmm. Tapos other than that, tinatry ko pa rin sumali-sali sa mga yung mga freelance scoring, yung mga ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So para ma-flex rin yung muscles ko in recording or in composing ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yun yung sa other work, kumbaga.
Yep.
Sa ibang aspects naman, nangongolekta ako ng Gundam.
Yun. Siguro, ano yung pinaka last purchase mo siguro kung gusto mo i-share sa atin?
Siguro sa mga avid nanonood ng series ngayon, yung ba pinakabago yung
Shining Finger.
Hindi.
Oh, pinakabago siya.
Ayos ah.
1994 ata yun. Wow. Basta yung pinakabago yung Build Divers ata yun. May nakita ko lang siya sa mall. Tapos, uy, bago to ah. So, yun. Pero di ko pa siya na-assemble or anything. Mm-hmm. Dahil marami rin talaga kaming ginagawa lately.
So yun pa lang ba yung hindi mo pa nabubuo? Or marami nang nakapila dahil dun sa schedule nyo rin?
Medyo marami na rin nakahilerang may queue, kumbaga. May queue dun sa pag-assemble nun. Pero, hopefully, magkaroon ako ng time na talagang maghuhunin. Kasi medyo detailed siya eh. Kung gaano kami ka-detailed sa pag-compose ng mga songs, mm-hmm. sa production, medyo napupunta rin dun yung mindset ko. Parang, oh man, I gotta sand this right.
Pinipinturahan mo pa ba yun?
Oh, yun yung isa pang aspect eh. Kasi meron mga builders na from out of the box.
Oh.
Yun na yun. Tapos plus yung mga decal lang. Ikaw ba, do you take the step further na spray paint?
Yung mga unang builds, trinay ko, pero hindi siya successful. Mas magaling dun yung kapatid ko eh. Yung ganun. So puro snap build na lang. Tapos inaayos ko na lang. Yung parang kung merong mga makaunting excess, inaayos ko na lang yun para magbuka siyang presentable. So, yun. So, yun yung isa sa mga ginagawa kong things outside of the work and the music.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, kakibat na rin nun, siguro yung panonood ng anime. Yun. Maraming, sinasabi nila minsan na yung pagsusulat ko ng mga kanta medyo influence ng panonood ko na anime.
Totoo yun. But,
so yung mga plot siguro ganun, natatranslate mo siya into lyrics ganun?
More
or influences
sa
lang
sound,
na? So more of sa sound eh. Kasi alam mo yung pag nanonood ka ng mga anime shows.
Mga fight sequences ganyan.
Hindi, yung opening tsaka.
Opening?
Yung pa lang eh. Parang alam mo yun, yung mga tipong ten 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 alam mo na yun, di ba?
Distinct na anime itong pinapanood.
Distinctly Japanese. Yeah.
So yun yung isa sa mga, well, isa pa sa mga ginagawa, tinitingnan ko at saka ginagawa ko. On the side. More of those things.
Alright. Ikaw naman, Nash.
Yeah. Ay,
Nash tuloy.
Eh.
Ang galing ko talaga. Ace! How about you, Ace? Anong ginagawa mo aside from sa music?
Similar to Bird's case, I wouldn't say na 100% full-time musician. Siguro nasa 90. Mga nasa 90% siya. Mm-hmm. Tapos siguro the rest of the, yung basta yung 10, it's divided among a number of things. So, I enjoy basketball. So, UAAP mm-hmm. basketball. Sometimes PBA. Dati mas active ako because I used to write for publications.
Mm-hmm.
And then ngayon, so NBA na. NBA season na LeBron James.
Yo.
Today, first game niya as a Laker. So,
showtime naman.
It's a
talo sila eh.
Talo nga lang. Pero, swerte kami na same day as our guesting here. Na joke lang. Tapos, I do consume culture, whether it be through series. Ngayon, dahil Halloween, nanonood ako ng mga, the classics. Classic horror films. So, kagabi pinanood ko yung Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, nga.
Rather disturbing. Medyo na-stress ako dun. Tapos, I listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So some of that would be related to television shows. Others would be ngayon I'm trying to observe minimalism. It's not easy. It's not easy.
I agree.
Kasi a common misconception about minimalism is that you just don't have stuff. Parang ganun eh. Yeah. But it's a lot more than that. It's actually very philosophical in nature. Oh, you kind of have to focus on what matters and then get rid of everything else that doesn't. Parang ganun. That's why you're creating space. Yeah. For that. So ayun, I'm trying to simplify my belongings. So siguro my clothes. Mm-hmm. Some of my CDs, pero sobrang hirap pakawalan. Ang hirap.
Medyo mahirap. The mga music CDs to.
Yes.
Ano ba usually yung kinokollect mo?
Mahirap. Lately kasi in recent years, dito sa Pilipinas, medyo mahirap nang makahanap ng like your usual indie from the West. Wala eh. Sobrang hirap. Kung meron man, like, for example, a band like Haim, nasa 700 plus yung CD nila eh. Like, so, minsan kapag ano meron akong relative or siguro friend na nasa who happens to be in Europe or US, send ko na lang yung title nila tapos send na lang nila sa akin. So yun, ayun, one of the reasons it's so hard to part with my record collection is that it's parang it tells a story about me. Parang siguro medyo vain siya kung isipin mo talaga, pero those are partitions of who I was before. Siguro pumasok na rin yung bits of inspiration. Kahit hindi sakto, kahit hindi yun mismo yung tunog, kumbaga. Pero it gave me a spark to a spark for my creativity. So ayun. So sometimes I write. Now I'm recently delving into kind of creating videos, either of myself or with the band. So yun, parang content na rin.
Content creation.
Yeah.
Okay, now we go to the real Nash.
Or percussion. Percussion.
Or percussion, rather. So, percussion, ano yung mga ginagawa mo?
Actually, simple lang yung buhay ko eh. Puro banda lang talaga. Banda tsaka music. Kapag wala kaming gig or wala kaming practice, pa-practice ako mag-isa. Mm-hmm. Or kapag hindi kami magkakasama, usually yung other bands ko yung kasama ko.
He has a lot of bands, by the way.
Marami siyang bands.
A lot, as in, ilan?
10,000.
200
bands.
Four bands.
Malit na bagay.
Four bands.
So, doon napupunta halos lahat ng oras ko. Kapag wala akong ginagawang music, nanonood ako ng mga shows ni Gordon Ramsay.
Yan. Yan na, guys.
Or mga meat stuff. Ang dami ko na alam tungkol sa steak kahit hindi naman ako madalas kumain ng steak.
Also, a piece of trivia, he has a pug and the name of that pug is?
Steak.
Steak.
Mahal na mahal niya yan.
Nice. He loves steak talaga. So, natry mo na ba na magluto ng steak ever?
Tumulong lang ako, pero parang pumangit eh. Pumangit yung steak. Parang luto na pala siya, pero niluto ko pa.
So would you say na yung contribution mo dun ay yung pagkasira?
Yes. So kasalanan ko kung bakit hindi na-enjoy ng mga tao. Kasi nagmamarunong ako ng
okay.
Yun lang naman. Simple lang. Tsaka recommendation ko kapag mag-order kayo ng cheeseburger kahit saan.
Okay.
Patanggal niyo yung ketchup.
Oh my God.
Oo.
And tomato. Kasi isa sa mga napapanood ko, sabi niya na pag kumain siya ng burger, naglalasa lang daw ketchup eh. Hindi mo na nalalasahan yung meat eh.
Mm-mm.
So para malaman mo kung talagang masarap ba siya, tanggalin mo yung ketchup and tomato.
Kainin mo na lang yung tomato.
On the side.
Oh, on the side?
Ginagawa ko yun, on the side.
Oo, pwede yun. Para hindi siya mulo pa. It reminds me of a TV show. Alam niyo, Modern Family.
Yes.
Diba? Yung merong isang episode doon sa huli, si Jay, parang nagluto siya ng steak dinner para sa buong pamilya niya. Yeah. Tapos, yung isang apo niya, I don't remember who, si Lily yata.
Mm.
Sabi niya, or si Luke ba yun, sabi niya, do you have ketchup? Tapos parang nag-walk out na lang si Jay. Insulto to sa pagluluto ko. Tama na dapat yun. Tapos naghanap ka ng ketchup. Ayan. So sa mga ating mga nakikinig, no, na pinagluto kayo ng inyong mga kaibigan, mga mahal sa buhay ng steak, huwag nyo lalagyan ng ketchup, guys.
Pero kung hindi masarap,
baka
kayo na humusga.
Mag-usap pura kayo, wag yung on the side, parang stealthily naglalagay kang ketchup yan. Okay, so sa ating pagbabalik, let's dive on back to the music.
Okay.
Siguro a song from Never the Strangers Again. Tsaka tanong natin sila kung ano yung mga pinapakinggan nila ng mga banda right now. So pagbabalik yan ng DGP Soundtrip.
Tinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan, Luzon, Visayas at Mindanao, buong mundo kasali ka. Dito rinig boses ng masa, magkakaiba ngunit isa, ate, kuya at mga peps, bata, matanda, kasali ka. Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo
ayang bukas kamtin dinggin tinigatindig ng bayan, lakas ng sama-samang paghakbang, ikaw at ako, kasali tayo.
Halika na at makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Your daily alternative music fix. DZUP Soundtrip.
Tayo nagbabalik dito sa DZUP Soundtrip. Kasama pa rin ako si DJ Mark at ang Never the Strangers!
Hello!
Alright, so diretso na tayo sa music. So what's the next song?
Bago mahuli ang lahat.
Okay. So sa umpisa nung ating second hour at nagre-rock na at ang ating mga kasama dito sa labas. So kung gusto niyo pang magtanong siguro sa Never the Strangers, pwede kayo mag-text sa 0927-220-8332 and we are live sa Facebook. Punta kayo sa facebook.com/DZUP1602AM. So ito, bago mahuli ang lahat by Never the Strangers.
Well,
sa bilang ng tatlo apa. Sundan mo, puntahan mo na siya. Bago mauli ang lahat, oh, 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 bago mauli ang lahat. Sa bilang ng tatlo apa. Sundan mo, puntahan mo na siya. Bago mauli ang lahat.
Again, that was Never the Strangers with Bagong Mahuli ang Lahat. Isa siguro sa mga pinakasikat niyong mga kanta. So, AC ko yung nagsulat ng kantang to.
Yes, ako po.
And siguro take us through the process of how you came up with the song. Kung ano yung may influences ba siya? Was it like it happened very fast? Dahil sinasabi nila minsan, yung mga kantang pinakamaganda, it doesn't take too much time. Parang kumaga, it just flows.
There is some truth to that, no? And actually, Bago Mahuli Ang Lahat is an example of that. Mm-hmm. I wrote the lyrics to the song during one of my summer classes. Filipino summer class, actually. Filipino subject.
Wow.
As a college student.
Which was like last year.
last year.
So, ayan.
Just kidding. So, yeah. I was in the process of parang exercises lang, mm-hmm. Of rhyming things in Tagalog. Tapos wala, nagdududol lang ako sa notebook ko. Tapos naisip ko, parang magandang idea na gamitin yung line na Bago Mahuli Ang Lahat. Kasi number one, it's commonly used. And then number two, because it's cliche in a sense, what if I'm able to put a twist on that artistically and creatively? Diba? Parang ang ganda naman kung ma-pull off ko yun. So yun yung... Mm-hmm. Yun yung starting line ko. Actually, yun yung first line na naisip ko sa song. Okay, Bago Mahuli Ang Lahat. Nagre-rhyme dun. Apat, ganun. So, yun lang. Nagsusulat lang ako ng ganun sa klase. Tapos, dumating na lang din yung melody after a few seconds. So, buti na lang nag-dismiss na. So, diretso ako sa restroom. Tapos, nirecord ko yung melody sa... basta sa phone ko. Uh-huh. Then I went straight home, tapos I recorded everything. Wow. And then I finished it in like 24 hours. So, yun. In terms of influences, I'm a huge fan of post-punk and new wave bands, kahit yung mga revivals. Mm. So, under that falls The Killers.
Yep.
So, I guess people can kind of hear it there, maybe sa guitar solo pa lang or sa synthesizers na nandun. So, there's a lot of that there. Yeah, na medyo hindi naman conscious yung pag-pick up ko nun, pero lumabas na lang siya eh. I guess because they've become a part of me.
Yes. They're in me.
Yeah.
Alright. So, nung kanina nabanggit ko na tutungo tayo sa mga gusto nyong mga banda na pinapakinggan ngayon. So, sa local scene muna tayo siguro. Yung mga locally, mga banda na pinapakinggan nyo ngayon na sa tingin nyo hindi sila masyado nagkakaroon ng attention that they deserve but na gusto nyong i-share sa mga tao. So, who wants to go first?
Ako na lang.
Sige.
Kasi kanina ko pa iniisip yan eh.
Okay.
ako, madalas ko sila nakakasabay sa iba kong bands. Tapos, mm-hmm. sobrang saya nila panoorin. Pero sumisikat na rin sila ngayon eh. Benny Bunny Band.
Ah, yeah. Mm.
Sobrang enjoy nila panoorin. Tatlo lang sila, tapos uke lang yung gamit niya.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ang laki ng presence nila sa stage. Parang naalala ko dun sa vocalist nila si Benny. Ang naalala ko sa kanya si ano eh. Si Jay ng Kamikaze.
Oh, so ganong kulit ng...
Oh, grabe. Sobrang kulit niya. As in, lumulod siya. Tapos, bas, hindi ko maintindihan eh. Parang, ang liit-liit na instrumento niya. Pero, parang sisirain niya yung stage. ganon yung nangyayari. So, panoorin niyo sila, Benny Bunny Band. Malupit sila.
Okay. So, nabanggit din siya nung aming intern, no? Si... Marlene.
Mm.
Kasi yung mga interns natin sa UPIS nasa kabila sila. So pa-shoutout natin sila mamaya, no. Yun yung shinare din niya yung Benny Bunny Band, so I think they really deserve some love and attention. Oh. So check them out, check them out. So who's next?
Sige, Bert.
Sige, si Bert muna.
Medyo ano, hazy pa yung ano, pero I guess in the local scene ngayon, mm-hmm. yung medyo na ano ba, fascinate ako pag sa live gigs, pag napapanood sila, ano, Pinkmen. Ayan, yun.
Sila may marami.
Sila yung naka-pink.
Sila. marami sila eh.
Mga five or...
Five?
Oh, mga ganun. Tapos ano, very ano, eclectic yung approach nila sa music, sa mga ginagawa nila. Kaya interesting and refreshing siya para sa akin. At the same time, ano, bago pa man yung Pinkmen, kasi ano eh, yung intro ko sa Pinkmen, Si Jairo.
Mm-hmm. Siya yung vocalist.
Oh, vocalist. One of
the two main vocalists.
So, parang nung nakita ko yung act niya, parang wow. Na-wow na ako. Parang pinag-uusapan niya yung handle dun sa bus. Tama ba?
Handle ng bus?
Yung handle doon, yung isa sa mga, yung lyrics ng kanta niya, parang yung handle ng bus, mukhang sad face ng panda.
Oh,
sa yun lyrics niya. Oh. Sobrang kulit nung kanta.
Oh, okay. Oh, sobrang nung narinig ko parang wow. Paano naisip 'yon? At the same time, ang galing 'yun. Tapos nung narinig ko pa yung Pinkmen, like with everything that you could mix and match in terms of instruments, harmonies and everything.
Mm.
Mas ano pa parang wow. Ang galing. Sobrang iba to. So, 'yun in terms of the local scene. Yun yung parang pinapahinggan ko at napapanood lately.
Doing something new to the table.
As for myself, well, top of mind, although I don't know if they necessarily need more exposure or something, kasi di ko rin masyadong nasusundan yung trajectory nila in terms of career, would be the Metro Fantastic. I saw them... a couple of weeks ago.
Last week lang.
Okay, so wala pang couple of weeks ago. Just a week ago. Yeah, we actually played together in a gig. And it was just, para akong tumama sa pader ng tunog. Parang ganun eh. Sobrang linis nila tumugtog. Sobrang
super band.
Parang ganun niya.
Yeah, super band.
So, I love how the synthesizer layer perfectly complements distorted guitars. Tapos, syempre yung low end sobrang tight. So, ganun sila. They've got a bit of that show band tightness to them, and their vocalist, si Carlos Castaño, he's just such a character.
He's such a presence.
Yeah, he's such a great presence. And, you know, like, as a performer myself, kind of wish I could emulate like at least maybe 10% of that. Parang ganun, yeah.
Could you expound dun sa ibig sabihin ng presence?
How do I put that into words? There's just something about the aura, I guess, that you exude. Maybe it's a kind of confidence. Because ako, like, I tend to be a man of little words on stage. Like, a lot of people have told me na the person I am now speaking to you, the person who makes these jokes is super different from the guy on stage. Like, parang super serious daw, natahimik na, parang masungit na ewan. Carlos is not that guy.
Okay.
He's I like his energy. Maganda yung energy na sinishare niya sa audience. Parang he talks to people. He actually talked to me. From the stage. Okay, nausan niya ako. So I guess parang ganun. Yung ano lang, yung parang sobrang ganda ng
aura niya. Tapos it kind of gets hazy because just because you talk a lot doesn't mean you can have that presence, or it can be in the way you move, it can be in the way you perform, ganun. So I would say that his presence is a combination of those things. He just lets loose. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So muli, ano yung pangalan nila ng band?
The Metro Fantastic.
The Metro Fantastic. Yeah. So check them out. The Metro Fantastic, The Pink Man, mm-hmm. and yung Benny Bunny Band.
Yes.
Okay. So sa ating pagbabalik naman, let us ask their international choices naman.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Not necessarily siguro dahil, well, kilala na natin sila, so they don't really need that. Pero siguro locally, hindi sila kilala. But we want to share it with others din. Sa pagbabalik yan ng DZUP Soundtrip.
Halika na't makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Overthink on. Revealan na to. Sabi ko na yung
PSR. Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo nalangit ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya sabi ng maraming PSA. Ang dami akong naiisip.
Nagsusundutan lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Annyeonghaseyo! HALIUP is back with its anniversary celebration, HALIUP Month. Dream with HALIUP. Enjoy a month-long celebration of events, including Who's Next? Hashtag IM, a Korean game show. HALIOPM, a night of K-pop and OPM performances. And HALIUween, a Korean horror film viewing. For more details, like and follow HALIUP's Facebook page. This is brought to you by HALIUP in partnership with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka! DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
Mahal, may sinulat akong tula para sa'yo. Ikaw ang bubong sa aking bahay. Ikaw ang gamot sa aking aray. At ikaw ang kulay sa aking buhay. Bakit mo alam yung tulang to?
Kasi yan ang sinubmit kong tula sa contest!
Ay!
Kaya ka pala na-kick out! Mangungobya ka kasi!
Bagsak ka na nga sa ACADS! Bagsak ka pa sa love life! Huwag ka na mag-plagiarize, te! Maging orig ka!
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ayon sa Department of Environment and Natural Resources, nasa 80% ng polusyon sa hangin sa Metro Manila ay nagmumula sa mga sasakyan. Ang maruming hangin na nilalabas ng kotse mo ay siya ring hangin na bubuhay o kikitil sa'yo. Isulong natin ang paggamit ng mga alternatibong pamamaraan ng transportasyon tulad ng paglalakad at pagbibisikleta para sa kalikasan, para sa kalusugan.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Magtanim ay di biro buong araw na kayo ko. Pambihira naman kayo kung di nyo busin pagkain nyo. Ang sakit sa damdamin, pagod ko'y nasayang lang. Ang dami nyo pang tira, pwede sana yan sa iba. Huwag magsayang ng pagkain. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sino may birthday?
Si Mama.
Oh, sino namang may birthday ngayon?
Si Handy.
Wala ka namang kamag-anak na Handy, ah.
Si Handy, itong kamay ko. Sabi kasi ng DOH, dalawang beses na pagkanta ng happy birthday ay sapat na oras para tiyaking maayos na nahugasan ang kamay.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali.
No to tuition hike! Demand justice for human rights victims! Stop corruption! Okay! Sign the petition! Sign the petition! Sign... Ang daling maging responsableng mamamayan basta may internet. Ay, makatulog na muna.
Hoy, gising!
Hindi nalulutas ang problema ng bayan sa pagpindot-pindot mo dyan. Ang tunay na paggawa, may kalakip na konkretong aksyon. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZUP Soundtrip.
Tayo nagbabalik sa DZUP Soundtrip. Kasama ko si DJ Mark at ang Never the Stranger.
What's up? What's up, everyone?
Ayan, so kanina, meron din natin yung mga gusto nilang pasikatin ng mga local acts. So, locally naman, pero internationally. Mga international bands, mga not strictly sa West lang. Pwede rin kahit saan galing. Na gusto nyo yung mas may recognition pa siguro or you want to introduce to other people na ayos to, pakinggan nyo to. So, who wants to go first?
Ako na ba ulit?
Yeah, sige, Bert, go ahead.
So, bali, yung mga pinapahinggan ko kayo, may ano na sila, medyo sikat na sila.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ano, baka hindi lang rin na familiar. Yung una akong sabihin, si Richie Kotzen, siya yung medyo idol ko sa pagigitara at pagkanta.
Mm-hmm.
Kung, kasi una, mahilig ako sa mga power ballads nung 80s. Yung mga...
Lying!
Mga ganyan.
Ano yun?
Lying!
Example lang. Yan.
So may ganun. Pero siya, parang mas buo pa yung tunog niya.
Mm-hmm.
So, tapos ang galing pa niya mag-guitar si Richie Kotzen. So yung mga i-recommend kong songs niya na medyo maririnig niyo yung ma-highlight yung galing niya siguro yung Shine, yan.
Shine.
Shine, Richie Kotzen. Tapos isa doon yung isa pa yung I've Got You, yan.
I've Got You.
Oh.
The band?
Yeah, yung band, yung song niya.
Yung song I've Got You. Sorry.
Richie Kotzen pa rin lang.
Richie Kotzen pa rin.
So, okay. Yun yung isa, yung pangalawa si Gary Clark Jr. Medyo kilala siya sa sa siya yung kumanta nung Come Together ng Justice League, yung movie na lumabas 2 years ago. Siya yung kumanta doon. Siya yung kumanta doon. Siya yung nag-cover yung mga. Pero marami pa siyang mga hits na hindi masyadong hindi mo masyadong marinig in the normal tune normal playlists that you hear from Basta yun, si Gary Clark. So, masasuggest ko naman yun, yung Come Together cover niya for Justice League. Tapos, ano ba ta? Yung isa yung, ano yung kanta niya yun? Bright Lights.
Bright Lights.
Bright Lights. Blues guy naman to. So, yun, blues guy siya, galing Austin, Texas. So, mahilig rin ako dun. Basta guitar related, na medyo parang, binabali mo yung mga kanta mo. Yung hey, mga ganyan. Dun, I go crazy over that. So, okay. Ayun, yun. Dalawang yun. Yun yung mga re-recommend at pinapahinggan ko.
Okay, sige. Ayun. So, would you say na nagamit mo na siya sa pagtutugtog mo ngayon? Or is it more na paghanga na, well, that's amazing?
Well, yung mga, kung na-influence ako, gano'n. Yeah. Oh, sobra. Yung lalo na sa, in terms of, yun yung parang goal ko sila.
Okay.
Goal ko sila in terms of singing and playing. Kasi si Richie Kotzen, sobrang niyang virtuoso na siya. Kung iisip, parang kinakategorize na siya sa virtuoso in playing guitar and also in singing. Tapos si Gary Clark naman, na siya, parang, alam mo yung, parang para sa akin, epitome siya of chill. Pero ang bangis, parang ganun. Sobrang paradoxal yung sinabi ko. Pero pag napanood mo siya, parang, okay.
Sobrang effortless pero
wow, ganun. So, yun yung parang on my part gusto kong ma-achieve. At the same time, sana lumaganap yung reach nila in terms of kasi magaling, sobrang yun. So, yun.
Yeah, check him out. So, who wants to go next?
Ako na lang. Isa lang naman yung sa akin
Okay.
Para tapos na. sa akin, pero nagpunta na siya dito so baka may following na rin. Si Anderson .Paak.
This year lang yun, di ba?
This year lang. Pero hindi rin ata napuno yung venue nung tumugtog siya.
Hindi .Paak.
Hindi .Paak.
Hindi siya jam .Paak.
Oo. Gusto ko siya. Magaling siya. Tsaka, isa siya sa mga, actually wala pa akong ibang alam na rapper na siya rin yung nagda-drum sa sarili niyang shows. So, nagda-drum siya habang nag-rap. Tapos, yung pag-drums niya,
hindi simple eh, na para makapag-rap siya. Mm. Parang kung ano yung ginawa niya sa recording or na complicated drum patterns, yun din talaga yung ginagawa niya live eh. Wow.
Tapos so, nag-rap
pa tapos siya. Nag-rap pa siya. So, sobrang galing. Parang gusto ko rin magawa yun.
Okay.
So baka sa future mag-rap din ako.
Yan.
Dito sa banda rin.
Yeah, heard it here first, guys. Heard it here first.
Abangan.
Oo, abangan yan.
Magagawa niya ng paraan.
Mag-rap si Nash habang gumagawa ng complicated na mga drums.
Yung street yeah, name niya, sana. Percussion. Yun yung...
Si Percussion mag-rap na, guys.
Si rap. Give it up. Yun lang, si Anderson Pack. Sana mas marami pang makinig sa kanya sa, dito sa Pilipinas.
Okay, so check him out. Ikaw naman, Ace.
So, ano ba? This artist, I don't know kung kailangan pa niya ng exposure, pero ito yung sound trip ko in recent days. Kasi I tend to, when I read, when I work, or when I clean my things up, when I get my belongings in order, my space, I just let music play in the background. And the kind of music that I like to play, ayoko nang masyadong sinusundan ng utak ko. Parang I just want something a bit abstract, maybe a bit textural, pero not too many things going on, or if ever maraming nangyayari, subtle lang siya. So one of the artists na ganun would be, ang pangalan niya, you call him Black, pero yung B, number 6.
Okay.
So parang 6 lakh pero Black talaga. Uh-huh. So he crosses between R&B and rap. Pero the common denominator would be the atmospheric production. Mm-hmm. So I recommend Free Black, pero again yung Black number 6. So Free 6 lakh. You can just let it play in the background and do whatever it is you need to do. If you can read to it, you can zone out to it, you can sleep to it, whatever. So, and then another group naman that I, ito naman active sound trip, like kung gusto mong jumam or mag-groove. The name of the group is August Green. So it's August as in the month.
It's common.
Yeah, and green. So green with a E, with an E sa dulo, green eh, parang ganun. So technically, actually super group sila kasi nandun si Common, the rapper. Eh, pero hindi ko...
Nagda-drums din ba siya doon?
Nasa Discover Weekly ko siya. Hindi, wala. He wasn't playing there. Na, it was on my Discover Weekly. I was just listening to it. Tapos biglang sa parang astig nito. Tapos apparently, yung buong album din niya malupit. So yun, August Green. And let me look for the album. The album is... August Green din pala. Oh, so self-titled. Yeah. Right. Super groovy.
Yep. So yan, napakinggan nyo na yung kanilang mga suggestions. Ngayon naman, pakinggan natin yung sarili nilang kanta. So ano ba yung next song natin?
This one is a bit of an oldie. It's called Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alright, so okay. Pakinggan natin to. Never the Strangers again with Everything.
Find the words that say I'll miss you in a very happy way. And I've held your hand, now things are gonna change. Because letting go just takes it all away. But everything you are and who you wanna be tonight, ignite your soul and I. Oh, I'm happy as long as you are. Because letting go just takes it all away. But everything you are and who you wanna be tonight, ignite your soul and as long as you are. Oh, I'm happy as long as you are.
Alright, that was Everything. Everything is the title of the song, and everything then in the sense of using it as an adjective. Okay. Yep. From Never the Strangers Again. So sa ating pagbabalik naman, let us ask them about their gigs, live performances. Hindi yung pagpa-plug muna, mamaya pa yun. Pero yung, kumbaga, how do you feel usually? Or how do you prepare for it? Mga, kung meron bang difference kung sa radio station kayo nag-guest or kung sa... kung merong difference pag nasa iba kayong venue. Sa pagbabalik yan ng DZUP Soundtrip.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pagtubig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin. Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Huy, hinga ka naman dyan. Kaya mo yan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
DZUP Soundtrip.
Alright, tayo nagbabalik sa DZUP Soundtrip with the virtuoso. The virtuoso, the percussion, and Ace Libre.
Just me.
Na-undermine yung...
Also known as Never the Strangers.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Hello. So that's how you will know them now. Wow. Si percussion.
We have our stage
si
names.
Virtuoso. And Ace. O sige, si Ace na lang yung kulang. Gawin natin siya mamaya.
Sound like a sauce. You know? Virtuoso.
No ketchup though.
So now, tuwa na tayo sa ating discussion ng how do you feel pag you perform? Is it something you look forward to? No, kinakabahan pa rin ba kayo? Or pag nandun na kayo, you just let everything go and just play?
At tinuturo niyo ba ako?
Yeah, Nash.
ako, parang, before a gig, matindi yung preparation eh. Parang sa mindset ko palagi na yung gig, yun na yung... Actually, yung gig, tapos na yun eh. Mm-hmm. Dapat sa preparation mo palang nagawa mo na lahat. Pagdating ng gig, parang wala na. Tapos ka na mag-prepare. So parang hindi siya exam, kumbaga. Parang yung exam, yung preparation mo eh. So pagdating mo sa gig, all out ka lang, let loose. Kung ano mangyayari. Tapos... Mm-hmm. Pabaya mo lang, mag-enjoy ka na lang. Pero every gig, sa experience ko, palagi namang iba lahat ng gig. Eh. So palagi pa rin akong kinakabahan before our set. Pero pag upo ko na sa drum set, parang
okay na.
Mawawala na lahat. Oh, parang enjoy lang ako. Para rin, kasi napapansin ko pag hindi ako nag-enjoy, hindi ko rin nagugustuhan yung performance ko. Eh. So... yun yung pinaka-importante sa akin na pagdating sa gig, wala na akong masyadong iniisip.
Okay. Go naman, Bert.
Ako, may similarity dun sa sinabi niyan. Matindi rin yung preparation. Lalo na nung bagong pasok ako. So I have to like learn everything from scratch, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yung ibang songs, due to session gigs na rin nun. So nasanay na rin ako. Pero yung... may regimen na ginagawa ko, yung preparation thing na similar kay Nash, ginagawa ko rin yun. Yung tipong yun lang yung focus mo, tapos babad. Hanggang sa, yun nga, maging sobrang, kung
muscle
anuman,
memory na siya.
Muscle memory, at kung ano man yung mangyari, kaya mong saluhin. As in, okay, yeah. Ganun. Pero, pag nandun ka na, pag ako, on my end, pag nandun ka na sa stage or kung saan man na magpo-perform, meron pa rin yung nandun pa rin yung parang okay ba? Ganyan. In the back of my head, okay ba? Ganyan. Narinig ba ako? Ganyan. Narinig ba kami lahat? Ganyan. It's just more of like in the mindset of sana marinig nila yung fullest, yung kailangan ma-experience na yung fullest. Yun yung naglalaro sa isip ko minsan. Fullest experience pag kami tumutugtog. So, yun yung naisip ko while playing. So, kahit na sabihin kong okay na, parang enjoy na, meron pa rin linger na. Oh my God!
Adjust ako dito. Hindi ako masyado na ganyan.
Pero napapansin ko rin naman, okay, kailangan ko lakasan, ganyan. Pero yun, pagdating sa mga ganung performance, lalo sa live, sa stage, ganun yung nangyayari sa mind ko. Tapos, minsan tumitingin-tingin na lang sa kanila, parang, okay ba? Pero ano yun, mind over matter. Parang, yan. Tapos pag dito naman, sa mga gantong situations, siguro mas kalmado kasi, in a way, parang ganito rin yung mga, parang pag-rehearsal, medyo, naka-hone in sa tunog ng bawat isa, tapos naririnig namin yung mga finer things, finer details. Tapos pag nababa doon, parang iba rin yung feeling. Mas paano ba? Parang for me mas okay, parang ganun. Mas okay to, sorry. So yun, so parang ganun yung nangyayari sa in terms of performance on stage or here.
All right. So, si Ace naman, how do you feel na being the ano pinakamatagal na mm-hmm. dahil sa iyo nang galing yung band, no?
Yeah.
How do you feel na when you go on stage?
Well, ano ba? There's always that adrenaline. And there, may mga times na you feel it more than other times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if it's a huge gig, if it's a huge stage, medyo ganun din yung nagko-correspond na level of adrenaline ko. But then, one way that I'm able to frame this is it's energy building up in myself that I will eventually throw into the crowd. Tapos in the hopes that they throw it back. Kasi diba, a dead crowd sucks. Pero at the same time, the show must go on.
Yeah. Right? Iba rin yung crowd.
Oh, you have to bring it every time. So whether it's a packed tent, diba? Minsan may gig sa tent. Or if it's an empty bar late at night on a Wednesday or something. Yeah. But you still kind of have to bring it. Minsan nga, mas masaya kapag walang tao eh.
Oh. Makakapag-experiment.
Wala lang kayo eh. Yeah. Pero syempre, within the bounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what goes into my head when I actually perform? Nothing much, actually. Like, as Nash and Bert mentioned earlier, yung preparation mo nasa practice na eh. Tas kung ano man yung mangyayari dun sa stage, it is what it is. Yun lang, parang I kind of get bored when I'm sitting in my room just practicing, I don't know, siguro moving closer for the nth time. Buti nga na meron na kaming bagong arrangement for that eh. So medyo naging excited na ulit. So like, meron na akong ibang way to attack things, so at least it's something fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ayun, hopefully, whenever I go on stage, at least my one hope is at least touch one person. Alam mo yun, parang...
Physically?
No, no. That's...
So do you reach out to the crowd?
No. Touch them in the sense na...
I
choose you. You have an impact on at least one person that is profound.
Mm-hmm.
That'll leave them siguro reeling from your performance. That'll make them listen to you guys on Spotify on the way home.
Yeah.
Tapos, alam mo yun, just... And then maybe inspire them to whatever, like help them through something they're going through. Because you never know, diba? Tapos, here naman, in a setting like this, when we perform, I would think that I'd kind of have to reel myself back a little. Because you're singing into mics, diba? Tapos, you kind of have to take it easy because you don't want to fudge up the... Ano ba yun? The output? Kasi diba, it kind of gets squashed on the airwaves. So you kind of have to leave some space for the mix to breathe.
Yes.
So parang ganun, yeah.
Ayan. So speaking of touching people, no? In a way na...
Wow.
Yung ano naman, yung with music, diba? Okay. So we have two more songs, tama ba?
Yes.
Ayan. So what's your next song?
What is our next song? Grooving? All right, yeah. So, yeah, this is what we call a grooving closer.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, for those of you who haven't heard this version, here we are.
Okay, all right. Let's groove with Never the Strangers.
Thank you.
Dude, there we go. That was a groovy rendition of the Never the Strangers original Moving Closer. So, ito yung binabanggit nyo kanina na bagong atake nyo dun sa...
Yes. Yeah.
So, how did you come up with this version?
Ah, okay, kuya.
Yeah, go for it.
So, the idea here was to put a spin on the song. Mm-hmm. Kasi, kamakailan naman, before namin discover na pwede pa nang gawin ganyan. Parang ano, parang, kaya pwede natin gawin. Kasi...
Nag-start siya, yeah. Nagpa-practice tayo para sa isang acoustic gig.
Oo, oh, yun.
Tapos, nilabas ko to.
Oo, oh, ito yung setup.
Snare. Yung
ito,
snare yung nilabas
niya. Just to clarify. Hinawakan niya yung snare.
Oo.
Yes.
Noong una nagkakahon ako eh, pero ayoko na talaga magkahon eh. Minsan nakakasawa magkahon eh. So, sinubukan namin to. Tapos, yun lumabas.
Nagsimula dun sa groove na ginagawa niya. Tapos, sabi ko kay Ace, parang, paano kung i-substitute natin yung mga chords ng konti? Yeah. So, bigla na lang nag-snowball yun. Tapos, eventually, bigla na lang, wow! Nagulat na lang ako. Bigla na lang, Tio Piske! Nagulat ako minsan.
So, yung feeling nostalgic ka, pero iba yung pagka-nostalgic kasi iba yung atake. Ganda-ganda.
So yeah, parang at least sa simula may ibang flavor. Tapos bumalik kami doon. We went back to the original chords of Moving Closer by the second verse. And then in the succeeding choruses, para meron pa rin feeling of, oh yeah, this is that song. For those who are who get totally lost. Ano to? Ano kanta? Oh, ah, ito pala yun. Parang ganun. Yeah.
Parang kanilang to, pero parang hindi rin.
Nakikita mo eh. Means, yeah. Nung ginawa natin,
yung reaction ba ng mukha
nila? Nakakonfuse sila sa simula.
Ibang genre to.
Sila ba to? Mali yata yung nabook natin.
So parang ganun yung, ano, yung overall na nangyari. So tuloy-tuloy na namin more of most, I mean, more mas ginagawa na natin siya.
All the time now.
Yeah. Lahat na, all the time. Sa lahat na lang.
Yeah. So pinaplano niyo ba na i-release siya as a like a new song?
An alternate as recording studio version?
Or is it purely live na lang?
Siguro ano na lang siya, special gift to people who come to the gigs and live shows. Yeah. Para may bonus naman, di ba?
Oh, tama, tama.
And then when they go back to the recording, ha, oo nga, no.
This is the one.
This is the one, yeah.
I like that. Oh, yan. So, sa ating pagbabalik, mga huling pa-shoutout na natin siguro. Tsaka, you can promote your own Facebook pages.
Okay.
Mga upcoming gigs nyo, di ba? Sa pagbabalik yan, DZUP Soundtrip. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60.
Arriving at DZUP 1602. Paparating na sa radyo ninyo. Byaheng Bayan tuwing Miyerkules, alas 4 ng hapon para sa usaping trapiko at transportasyon. Byaheng Bayan sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Hatid ng Department of Science and Technology at National Academy of Science and Technology ang DOST and NAST Awards 2019. Iginagawad ng NAST ang pinakamataas na pagkilala sa larangan ng agham at teknolohiya sa bansa. Kasalukuyang bukas ang nominasyon sa mga pagkilala hanggang November 29, 2018. Matatapos naman ang nominasyon para sa Magsaysay Future Engineers or Technologists Award sa July 31, 2019. Para sa ibang detalye, pumunta sa dost.gov.ph. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng DOST at NAST sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka. DZUP at 60, ituloy ang kwento.
DZUP Soundtrip.
Yun, nasa last stretch na tayo ng DZUP Soundtrip for the week. Kasama pa rin ang Never the Strangers.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So, mga final shoutout na lang guys. Mga gusto yung batiin siguro. Mga gusto yung i-promote ng mga social media sites and your upcoming gigs.
Siya, mag-shoutout ako. Shoutout kay Trisha. Hello. Salamat sa pakikinig. Uh-huh. Pati kay Dan Marquez. Nakita ko nag-tweet siya.
Sup, Dan?
Sabi niya, naging emotional daw siya sa everything. So.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Are you at work?
Or nakita mo na naka-headphones.
Luka muna sa pantry.
Single tear cry.
Sa pantry. Keeping strong, keeping strong. Ayan, so. Any kayo, other kayo. Shoutouts pa?
Shout out to my mom, dad, my brother, si Kuya Ronnie.
Always si Kuya Ronnie na yun.
Oh, yeah. Tapos si Ronald, dyan siya. Hello. Ibebang, kay Narina, tsaka kay Nathan. Nakikinig man sila. Hello.
Diba? Sana nakikinig sila. Pero pwede naman nila pakinggan uli sa ating Facebook
nice.
Page.
Yun, diba? Nice.
Dahil nag-Facebook Live tayo. Tapos, kung dumating na yung next week, meron tayong archive sa dzup.org.
Oh, wow. Oh, great.
So you can have a copy of this whole program.
Nice, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. I'd like to shout out Atalita to the Libre family, if you guys are listening. To Lex. Hi, Lex. Hi, the NTS Corps, to the NTS fam. And I'd like to shout out on behalf of Ronald, our our guy here. So, Katmon Bulacan, especially Razel, Bianca, Janron, Beverly, Bechay, Annie, Tita Nitz, Ate Helen, Kuya Ed, Charlie, Kim, Raquel, and Bebe.
Alright.
Shout out lang ulit kay Trisha. Hindi ron yung narinig eh. So.
Okay.
Shout out. Hello.
Okay, so in terms of gigs, can we, ano?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, tomorrow, Nash.
Bukas nasa BGC kami for Pinoy playlist.
So okay. BGC Art Center. We'll be playing in the
auditorium. 10 p.m. Pero punta rin kayo early, maraming tutugtog.
Oh yeah. Yep. Right. Go ahead. Tapos yun.
So next week
yung La Union. Sa La Union. Mm-hmm. So sa mga
September, October 27. So, nandun kami. At marami rin tutugtog doon. So, kung nasa La Union kayo, kita tayo doon.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And I guess.
So, for more information regarding our gig schedules, our recordings, whatever, things like that, you can like our Facebook page. Just look for Never the Strangers on Facebook. Follow us, please, on Twitter and Instagram. We're there as NT Strangers. So, if you guys are listening to our music on Spotify, tag nyo lang kami. We'll reshare your posts on our stories. And ano pa ba? Spotify, of course. Follow us. Save our songs on Spotify. Add them to your playlists. Mm-hmm. Share them on social media. Coerce your family members to listen to them in the car.
Yes. And force.
and yeah, please loop our latest single, Wag Nating Sayangin, even if it's on loop. But if you like it, then put it on full blast. And if you haven't heard that, we're going to solve that problem right about now.
All right. Yeah. So before that, I'd like to thank you guys again. Thank you, Never the Strangers, for gracing our humble
station. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Sana maulit.
Yeah, bukas, no?
Bukas.
Oh, pwede sana ka. So, Monday to Friday lang.
Ah, okay. Monday.
Oh, so, Monday rin. Set up natin. anyway, thank you once again. And here is Never the Strangers.
Take two. Thank you.
dinadana sa akin kung maligaw ang daan sa ating pag-ibig. Huwag nating sayangin, bawal magduda, bawal magtaka. Bihira sisisi, walang pangamba. Hindi ko alam kung ikaw ang tinadhana sa akin kung maligaw ang daan sa ating pag-ibig.
Soundtrip.